Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Hello, everyone. This report with interviews from the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Arlington, Texas, round number 2 of 10, December 4th, 2020. These reports are supported by Hart Ranch in North Dakota and Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. In the bareback bronc riding, Minnesota Cowboy Tanner Oss won the round on Wilson Sanchez, a bucking horse of high-low pro rodeo from Arkansas, tied it up for 87 points. Three-time and defending champion of the world, Tim O'Connell of Iowa, maintains his lead in the world standings with over 148,000. Round two in the steer wrestling was split with Tyler Wagasback from Louisiana and Bridger Anderson from North Dakota. They were 3.8 seconds. Matt Reeves of Texas leads the world with over 96,000. Two of our Indian Cowboys are in the team roping. Brenton Hall, Cherokee from Oklahoma, is roping with Montana's Chase Tryon. They were no time tonight. They are 12th in the aggregate and 12th in the world. Former world champ Navajo Eric Rogers did not place. He is presently 4th in the aggregate with a win last night in round 1 and 5th in the world standings. He's roping with Peyton Bray of Texas. Dustin Exquiza from Florida and Travis Graves from Oklahoma won the round with a 3.8 second time. They also took the lead in the aggregate or best on 10 and are leading the world standings in the heading and heeling division. In the saddle bronc riding, our two Indian Cowboys represented Hunk Papa Lakota Cole Elshier. South Dakota, at his fourth Wrangler NFR, has bucked off his first two horses. Cheyenne River Sioux rookie Shorty Garrett from South Dakota as well was 81 tonight. He has scored on both of his horses, won no money yet, but he maintains fourth in the world standings. Ryder Wright of Utah won the round on Feather Fluffer, championship pro rodeo bucking horse. They were a whopping 90 points to win round two. Wyatt Casper is leading the world with over 186,000 in the classic event. Marty Yates won another round. The Texan, 7.2 seconds in the tie-down roping. Shad Mayfield maintains his lead in the world standings tie-down roping with over 187,000. Marty Yates moves up to second in the world, just 60 grand behind Mayfield. Texan Jimmy Smith won the cloverleaf pattern in the ladies' barrel racing competition with a 17.04 second time. Two-time and defending champ of the world, Haley Kinzel of Texas also, is leading the world with over 135,000. In the bull riding competition, Stetson Wright rode a bull named Axel of Powder River Rodeo Company in Wyoming. They were 88.5 points to win round number two. Six-time and defending champ of the world, Sage Kimsey, has dropped to third. Wright has moved up to second in the standings, and Rookie of the Year, Kai Hamilton of Australia, is leading the world standings in the bull riding. We had an opportunity to visit with our bareback riding round two winner, Tanner Oss.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get a good start here. Last night, I felt like I rode good, and I had a score that kept me in the average, so I was happy about that. But everybody wants to get in that money. Everybody wants to go around buckle. I mean, that's how you set yourself up. You know, you got to focus on that average, and that year end will come. So it's happy. I'm happy that it's early in the week. And I got to go around buckle, and now it's just stay focused. You know, anything can happen. It's 10 rounds long, one horse at a time. I'm just going to try to do what got me here. And, yeah, I'm excited.
Utah's Ryder Wright had this to say after a big win in the second round.
Well, that horse is awesome. You know, that was the reason I took him laying down like that is because I knew how good he is. You know, he's a bronc rider's dream. He jumps clear up in the air and a lot of hang time. Does a lot in to let you show what you can do.
Thanks for listening, everyone. These presentations are presented by Hart Ranch in North Dakota and Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. Long live Indians! Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live Cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.